This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 161, and our topic of discussion today is not trying to step on your toes, just stepping in my purpose. I actually was talking to my homegirl the other day when I came up with this whole idea of my podcast, and I told her, I was like, I'm gonna tell everybody how I came up with this, because y'all know I'm big on talking to y'all about inspiration, because I do believe you can get inspiration from a wet mop if you are just willing to pay attention. You know, that's just how awesomely amazing I believe we are in our creativity abilities. But anywho, I was talking to my friend, and she was just, you know, giving me one of her praise reports, which I was excited to hear. And then also in the process of talking, she was kind of venting on some things about, you know, how she was getting deterred from a certain path. And she felt like she needed to just shut that down and focus on another path. And, you know, something shifted where it was like, this is what we call, see, you heard God listening. You know, it's like we have a plan for our lives, and then God is like, oh, but I didn't tell you to get off this path. You got off this path because you were allowing other people to deter you. But that's where I need you to go. So I'm going to allow a certain opportunity to fall in your lap. And I'm going to see if you're going to hear me. Because I believe that God does talk to us in different ways if we're just willing to hear. So many of us want to see him talking, but not necessarily want to hear him talking. You know, as I said in another podcast, you know, God spoke a thing before we saw a thing. There was darkness. He spoke it into light, and then it became. And so you have to be willing to hear something before you see it. You have to be willing to think of the idea. You got to see it with your third eye before you can see it with your literal eyes. So that is the gist of this topic that we're going to have today. But before we get started, this is Thursday, our Thursday podcast, and for some of you guys, you already know that means we are closer towards the weekend, and I hope you're going to have a great one. I'm actually going to be heading out of town for a wedding for my cousin that I'm super excited to see him jump across that broom and, you know, just solidify the whole family ordeal, and I'm going to be ready to celebrate. So I hope you guys are having some form of greatness coming towards you, or something worth celebrating coming towards you this weekend. But let's focus on today in the sense of being intentional, putting a smile on your pretty face, and making this day work for you no matter what anyone else tries to throw your way. I hope y'all be listening to me when I say that, because I need all the vibes of greatness coming my way as much as I'm trying to send them y'all away. You know what I'm saying? We sharing in this thing. So let's get to the podcast. Not trying to step on your toes, just stepping into my purpose. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Have you guys ever went to a concert or some type of theater performance where you had to purchase tickets that were assigned seating? And when you got to the arena or to the theater, on the row that you were on, your seats, you had to kind of pass a whole bunch of people, and it's tight seating,
And then you got to, you know, scoot your booty all the way across, make sure it's not in nobody's face. You know, you really don't know what side to turn to the person. It's like, you don't want your vajayjay in their face either, but you don't want your booty in their face. So it's like, excuse me, but either way, it's tight. But you already see where your seats are, so you're just trying to get to your seat. That's basically what I need you to understand about this podcast. When it comes to people who don't like to ruffle people's feathers, or you don't like to inconvenience people, or you seem to be an overly people pleaser type of girl or woman, you got to get over that. And just say, excuse me, is all you can do. I'm not trying to step on your toes. I'm just trying to get to where I'm supposed to be. I'm just trying to get to where God has called me to be. This is not about you. It technically ain't even about me, but I just need you to get out the way though. You get what I'm saying? And I know that sounds very aggressive for some and very rude for others, but sweet and salty will always go together, you know, or sweet and spicy, however you want to see that. On this journey of getting to your purpose or whatever you want to call it, your dream, your destiny, your goal, your vision, your objective, whatever, people will try to rent space in your head in the sense of deterring you. Or should I even say, you will lease people space in your head and it will cause you to get deterred from your dream or your goal. And when I say people will try to deter you, it's more so in the sense of they'll tell you what you shouldn't do. They'll tell you what you can't do. They'll tell you what's, oh, they ain't never been done. How you gonna figure that out? Or what doesn't sound like a good idea to them, etc. This is including family, friends, mamas, aunties, cousins, and anybody in between. And for a minute, many people will buy into it, entertaining the doubt. Or you may even have your mental iPod shuffle on, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. It wasn't going to happen, I told you so. I mean, you're doing like a DJ Khaled remix, another one, you know? And it's time to stop it. Because as I say, and I have said in plenty of podcasts, like, whatever is on your life, whatever talents or gifts that you have that you're supposed to be given, this thing is bigger than you. It's yours to hone, but it's not yours to keep. And so to allow someone to deter you from the purpose on your life, we don't have time for that. I know that you're excited about that thing that you dream about and it gives you like the butterfly feeling in the inside. I know that, you know, you have such a strong emphasis of trying to reach where you're trying to go, and you just feel like everybody should be on board, and that it's such an amazing idea and vision that people are just going to love it when you speak it out. I know that. But what the truth is, many people won't root for you. To be honest, they could care less about what you're trying to do. Because one, most of them don't know who they are and what they want to do, or they're too busy trying to do what they got to do. So focusing on trying to root for you is the least of their concern. And sometimes many of us, especially when it comes from our family or our friends who you feel like should be there, should be in your corner, should be rooting you on, should be, you know, doing breakout chants and rants for you so that you stay on that path, you feel like that's what they should do. But guess what? It's not their purpose. It's not their calling. And at this point, if you get sucked into that, it's like you're getting treated like Baby off Dirty Dancing and they putting you over in the corner. Nobody put Baby in the corner. Was that one of y'all favorite movies too? I love that movie. I can't wait for my daughter to get old enough so we can sit down and watch it together. But anywho, back to the lesson at hand. I apologize. But the purpose is, for real, don't let nobody put Baby in the corner. And Baby is your vision. Baby is your dream. Baby is that assignment that you are supposed to be on. So at this point, it's just, I'm not trying to step on your toes. I'm just trying to get to my purpose. And just because you're saying you're not trying to step on someone's toes don't mean you're not going to. It's not the fact that it's intentional. It's just that sometimes things get a little bit tight, just like that middle seat that you got to get to in the theater before the show starts. Everybody's already sitting in their seats, but you got to kind of, you know, scooch that thing across without fumbling and stumbling and falling too much. Excuse me. I apologize. Not trying to step on your toes, just trying to get to where I'm supposed to be. Going after your vision, it may piss some people off. It may even sever some relationships with your family members or maybe even some friendships because you're so tunnel vision or you're so I gotta get this that I can't worry about what others think. And some people may take offense to that, and it is what it is. Because you can't try to stroke somebody's ego and make somebody else feel good while you're trying to step forth to new challenges and new trials on your own path. One of them is going to call for more energy. And I just think it's a smart idea to put the energy towards the challenge of your growth. And so in order for you to step towards that challenge, that development, that calling on your life, you have to be willing to step into a new set of power. You have to be willing to step into a new set of freedom for your life. And that means you're stepping out of your insecurities. You're stepping out of, I don't have time to satisfy everybody and their mama because I'm trying to do something great for myself. You're stepping out of what's comfortable and known to you. There may come moments where you have to put your foot down. That moment where you have to tell someone, if you don't mind, stay in your lane and mind your business. It may come that moment, and it's not that you're trying to be mean, rude, shrewd, or whatever, or brash. It's just, I'm not trying to step on your toes, just stepping in my purpose. And if you're not rolling with me, I just ask that you get out of the way. Excuse me. This may be counterintuitive for some people. This may even sound a tad bit aggressive to others, and I get it. But all I need you to do is step into your purpose, boo. I'm rooting for you. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. Head on over to AniJohnson.com/S161. Leave your thoughts there. Or you can hit me up on Facebook.com/AniKJ420. I would love to hear your thoughts over on social media as well. I thank you guys so much for just listening to Girl to Woman podcast. If you are listening to me on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, I would truly appreciate you leaving me a review on how I can better serve you or just whatever your 2 to 5 cents may be. Put it in a review for me. It would truly help me out and I would appreciate it. Until we talk again, know that you guys are awesome and amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.